From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. MCI, the company formerly known as WorldCom, and before that as MCI, hopes to emerge from bankruptcy this fall, but new hurdles now stand in the way. Over the weekend, the New York Times reported that the Justice Department is investigating allegations that MCI cheated other telephone companies out of as much as $1 billion in access fees. And today, MCI's main long-distance rival, AT&T, echoed these allegations in a court filing that says it plans to sue MCI over lost access charges. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Long-distance companies for years have sought legal ways to reroute their traffic to reduce what are known as access fees. Those are the charges at the beginning and end of a long-distance call they are required to pay to local phone service providers. What's being alleged, however, is MCI in some cases didn't pay those fees. Scott Cleland is an analyst with Precursor and explains how one of the schemes supposedly worked.
What they allegedly were doing was changing a long-distance routing call and giving it a local prefix so that the machine that was counting the tab would see that call as a local call and not a long-distance call.
It's alleged the company also used other means to disguise long-distance calls, such as sending them through smaller phone companies or, in some instances, rerouting calls through Canada. Sam Simon is director of the Telecommunications Research and Action Center. His group tracks long-distance rates for consumers. He says if the allegations are true, the amounts could add up pretty fast.
The telephone business involves large sums of money and large numbers. And so when you find something like this, it quickly can mean a lot of money. And that's why the estimates we've heard are at least $1 billion.
The federal probe into supposed wrongdoing at the company reportedly began with two separate inquiries, one at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Dallas, the other in New York, where information was reportedly provided by a whistleblower at the company. MCI insists it has done nothing wrong. It has confirmed it received a Justice Department subpoena last week, and in a brief statement says it's investigating the matter and is fully cooperating with the U.S. Attorney's Office. The company, which used to be known as WorldCom, is trying to put its financial house in order so it can get out of bankruptcy. It filed last year after collapsing under the weight of an $11 billion accounting scandal. It also agreed to pay a $750 million fine to government regulators. Precursor analyst Scott Cleland says despite the company's past problems, he finds the timing of the government's probe interesting, given that MCI's rivals have sought to keep the company tied in bankruptcy.
You can't look at this thing without a little bit of jaded eyes. The companies have been trying to put MCI out of business totally by trying to deny contracts, by trying to get a criminal investigation going, and the government isn't biting. It doesn't want to shut down MCI, and the reason being is MCI in the government market and in the big business market is one of two big competitors.
The government is currently MCI's largest customer, with contracts totaling around $1 billion. In mid-May, it received tens of millions of dollars to set up a mobile phone network in Iraq. And Track Sam Simon says for the government to delay MCI's emergence from bankruptcy now could be something of a tough call because of MCI's longstanding role in helping to bring down long-distance costs.
It is somewhat of a dilemma. I think we do like competition. I know the competition has been good for consumers on the whole, and you have to ask yourself, though, at the end of the day, what price are you willing to pay? And I think companies that engage in fraud need to be brought made accountable and brought to justice, and it is not an excuse to say, yeah, but we did good before.
The Justice Department hasn't decided yet whether it will charge the company with anything. AT&T said it will seek racketeering and fraud charges against MCI and will also seek damages. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.